today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 23rd of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 8th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Hijr, verse 88.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين.
Do not extend your eyes toward that by which we have given enjoyment to certain categories of the disbelievers. And do not grieve over them, and lower your wing to the believers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Warning always, do not follow the course of action. Rather, they sometimes precede and form as warning and preventive measures. The blissful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never interested in the world of the unbelievers. Hence, Allah's dissuasion signifies warning and serves as such, which cause dissuasion among other believers so as not to focus their eyes on the world of the pagans. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has stated, "He who focuses on what others hold or possess, his troubles increase and his distress will not be treated."
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We're speaking about simple life in Islam. We all have some needs and we seek to fulfill them. Our needs are limited. The problem arises when one doesn't remain satisfied with one's need being fulfilled and instead gets caught up in greed. Unlike need, greed has no limit. If one starts chasing unlimited greed, one will never be content. Simple living means living according to limit needs and not according to unlimited greed. Simple living is a safeguard from all kinds of distractions. It results in saving of time, energy, money, and other resources, which can be put to optimum use for one's development.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. Again, from among the practical aspects of simple life is minimizing waste. Wastefulness is strongly discouraged. Muslims are taught to use resources efficiently and avoid extravagance, including food wastage and excessive consumption. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ emphasized that even wasting a small amount was unacceptable. The next factor with regard to the practical aspects of a simple life is seeking knowledge. Oh, you might be asking, what does it have to do with a simple life? Knowledge and learning hold a special place in Islam. Muslims are encouraged to seek knowledge in various fields, including religious studies, science, technology, and the arts. This pursuit of knowledge enriches the individual and benefits society. The next factor with regard to the practical aspects of simple life is spiritual connection. Again, what do we mean by this spiritual connection? Ultimately, living a simple life in Islam revolves around one's spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engaging in acts of worship such as daily prayers, fasting during Ramadan, and reading the Quran provides spiritual nourishment and guidance in making simple and balanced life choices.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of today's special, think about one of the secrets to simple living, the ultimate guide for 2023. It is, stop living a life that others expect from you. So very often we add things to our life because we feel like others think we should, or because other people are doing it, and therefore we think we should. This can take the form of keeping up with the Joneses. For example, your next-door neighbor just put in a basement movie theater. Maybe you should have one too. Before you buy that new thing, think about why you are doing it. Is it to impress others? Because your friend have one and you feel like you should have one too? If you are content with where you are in your life, don't let other people take that away from you. Instead of being embarrassed by being different from your neighbors, see it as a badge of honor. You live your life differently because you want to, because you don't live for things. Now it's time to look at the negative effects of discontentment. Permanent anxiety, craving and greed results in apprehension and anxiety. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said the Quranic verse, and do not stretch your eyes. After that, with which we have provided different classes of them, of the splendor of this world's life, that we may thereby try them, and the sustenance given by your Lord is better and more abiding. When the Holy Prophet heard this verse, he sat upright and said that whoever does not have hope in Allah, the worldly craving will destroy him, and whoever does not cease to look with greed at others' wealth, his anxiety will increase and his anger will not subside, and whoever considers God's bounties and blessings restricted in food and drink, his lifespan will decrease and his punishment, pain and suffering will be near.
Resist temptations of living luxuriously. The life of extreme luxury, the life of greed, the life of materialism would result mostly in disasters. Many people, they aimed at making only money in their life. They made money, but they lost their families. They lost their wives. They lost their kids. They lost their friends. They lost their brothers. I know stories of siblings from one father and one mother. They have several cases in the court. They sued each other. Siblings from same parents. They had a lot of money and they started because their only aim was money. It was not value or principles. They have several cases in the court. Siblings, they don't talk to each other. Their kids do not speak to each other. Is this worth it? You make money and you lose your friends. You lose your family. You lose your kids. You lose your husband. You lose your wife. Is it worth it? It's not worth it. Don't make excessive luxurious life or material life your goal. Don't. You know, I do an average of 3 divorces per week. Most of these cases, when I look into them, the reason is they are fighting over what? Huh? Over money. They are fighting over money. They are disintegrating the family, demolishing the family, destroying the kids. Mostly because of materialism. Stay away from materialism. I saw a person who was, he didn't have a job, he didn't have work, he didn't have income, but he was keen on buying a diamond ring for his fiance. He doesn't have money to eat, to sustain himself, but because his fiance, she asked him for a diamond ring, and he was saving money, and he's not going to get it, because diamond ring, how much is it in the market today? Sisters, you know better. Huh? I saw it once at Costco. Believe me, it was $28,000 at Costco. This is insane. Happiness is not by a diamond ring or a fancy car or an expensive mansion.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي